This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
What will student learning look like when the new school year starts? The San Luis Obispo Coastal Unified School District went over details this week on different pandemic-prompted scenarios for its 7,500 students this fall. KCBX contributor Angel Russell breaks down the options district leaders are exploring.
In a typical year, summer is a time for staff to rest after months of educating students. But nothing about this year has been typical with the ongoing pandemic. The San Luis Coastal Unified School District is spending this time reimagining and reorganizing the entire structure of learning. And everything's up in the air, says Assistant Superintendent Luana Campbell.
The thing that we all need to keep in mind is how fluid this situation is. You know, just when we think we have something figured out, something may change.
The district has drafted three different possibilities. Plan A, return to regular in-person teaching with extra safety precautions. Plan B, combine in-person with smaller class sizes and online learning for a hybrid education. Or Plan C, full distance learning. Assistant Superintendent Kimberly McGrath says
Plan A is our preferred plan, which is an in-person plan with extensive precautions.
Those precautions include more cleaning, creating more space between desks, and requiring teachers to wear facial covering. But instead of masks, district officials say face shields are more ideal for teaching.
Heard a lot from pediatricians, et cetera, about potential instructional negative impacts from people wearing masks and students that are needing to see facial expressions, teachers' lips moving, et cetera. So face shields is something that we've ordered.
While staff and teachers would have some type of face covering, the district is not looking at making students wear one. As the parent of a district student, Devin Casey, is urging the district to reconsider that.
I know there's an argument kids don't like wearing masks, but that just means that if we leave them optional, fewer will choose to wear them. And you know, kids don't like homework or tests. That doesn't mean they should be optional.
Some classes like performing arts and physical education have been noted as having higher risk for disease spread. McGrath says the district is waiting on the county health department for word on when, or even if, athletics will start back up in fall. I'm Angel Russell in San Luis Obispo.